Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the West Side. We are at 322 West 57th Street, and this is on the west side of New York. We're in Manhattan, and we're at a public space today. The address, again, is 320 West 57th Street next to the Starbucks. There's a residential tower called the Sheffield Tower, and it also has a public space outside, and it's filled with chairs and tables made of stone so that you can sit on the terrace or you can sit next to the Starbucks, have coffee and a Danish or something, you know, to eat. And then they have this awesome geometrical type seating space in front of a sculpture, a white sculpture. It's a metal sculpture, and it's depicting a bust, and the bust is depicting a woman's head and shoulders, and she is wearing like a circular hairstyle, and to me it resembles an afro, and that's how abstract the art is, that you can depict it in several different styles, even if this was a bonnet or something that was covering the head, but it also can be perceived as a head bust that is made of a stone, you know, made of metal, and it sort of looks like an African-American back in the afro days. More that I wanted to say today. We are recapping our visit on May 16, 2015 at the Guggenheim, and the most memorable exhibit for me is the one that reflects the mirrors, the abstract mirror art. It's by an Iranian artist. It depicted geometric forms, and they were covered like, you know, like different types of prisms, but they were wall mountable, and they you know, were really beautiful and reflective and had glimmer and glints all over, and they are, you know, huge sculpture work, and we thought that was wonderful. It took up one of the floors or the wings of a floor in the building. The most beautiful part of the Guggenheim and of the exhibits was the Guggenheim itself, as the art, you know, itself in architecture. The building itself is spiral, you know, up about six floors and down into the basement. There's also exhibit space. They host all type of programs for children. And on exhibit this year, we have A Year with the Children 2015. And so that was a collection. It's an annual exhibit, and it features artwork created by students participating in the LTA program, which is Learning Through Art. And it's the Guggenheim Artist in Residence Program for students in the New York Public Elementary Schools. So we definitely had a chance to see that, and it reminded me so much of my son's Markel's work that I wanted to, you know, say that this was something that we did enjoy and that I would like him to look into. And we saw that, you know, it was a critical thinking program, and it, you know, encouraged curiosity as we like to do with our art. And you know, it's awesome that the library collaborates with them. And I'm reading this right now from a blurb from the Guggenheim pamphlet that I did receive there. And also, we enjoyed the abstract art that I did mention, and that was Infinite Possibilities Mirror Works and Drawings. And there they did exhibit a Iranian artist. So today I thought it was awesome, you know, with the all the you know, different world experiences and cultural experiences, to come to this particular park setting where, you know, it continues to work like the Guggenheim with this geometry and the geometrical spacing. I thought that this would be a wonderful space. And then, you know, it tops it all off with some of the African-American type folk art that the children did display there in the center, and also with this particular statue that sort of reminds me of, you know, the Afro days in the 70s, you know, which is definitely a tribute to, you know, the Afro and some of the, you know, African-Americans that wore the Afro during that time. We also, like, you know, remind you that we're going to publish our book again, not just at Blurb, but we also have it at Amazon, which was Trendsetters at Recovery High School, and it's authored by Markel Green and myself, Tammy Joyner, and we're going to like republish that with I believe it's Tate Publishing Company this year. And if it's not this year, it's going to be, we want it for Christmas, but if it's not for Christmas, it'll be for January, New Year's. And the reason we held off on the program is because Markel was in high school and he's graduating in June. And it gives us a few months to collaborate with the company and set up a real-world experience. And if all goes well, we're supposed to go to the different Barnes & Nobles and, you know, have a meet the author type program there, you know, for a fee. We have to pay a few thousand dollars, but we're supposed to do that. But with the conflict of him going to a college and he hasn't told me which one he's selected yet, we're not sure if where Prey Sunston is going to be in school and how he's going to do, you know, his real world experience if he's if we're in two places, different places. So we have to work that out as well. And if not, we still will be on the bookshelves, and I might do the programming for myself and see if we can get a show near his school if I'm not there living in the same state with the school, because he might decide to go to school out of state. So that's our time for today. We just wanted to let you know that we're still, we have projects up and coming, and we still you know, plan to have the book republished so it's on the shelves and not like an order book, you know, from the internet. We wanted a real world experience where the author gets to meet and greet and also have the book on bookshelves throughout the country and do, you know, these book mobile type programs. We wanted to let you know that's what to expect from us. And my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Theory of Parent on Blog Talk Radio. We're doing some interesting sites in New York City while we're here doing a tour. We found 322 West 57th Street, which is the residential complex called the Sheffield, and outside they have a space donated to the public, and it has an awesome sculpture here which depicts a woman, you know, with Afro type hair, and you know, after going to the Guggenheim and watching all the different exhibited art and everything else, we decided that this would be, you know, a good collaborative show because we're out and about in New York learning the city, and this time we're on the west side of the island, so everything that we've done in before may have been on the east side, and we did some stuff down in Midtown, and so now we're just here on the west side showing you what New York has to offer. So until next time.